第五章。And we're going to study from chapter 5 this morning. 明天就是元宵，是吧？Tomorrow is the 15th day of Chinese New Year. 元宵是情人节，是吧？And it should be Chinese Valentine's Day. 我和Pete呢，和team呢，我们送些好好的情人节礼物给我们的太太，我们三个飞。And on Valentine's Day, Pastor Pete, Tim, and I were giving great Valentine's presents to our wives. We're all leaving them alone. Come, see it coming. 但是我做 team 咪比较好啲嘅十二月十四呢，就是西方嘅情人节，我哋情人节翻嚟嘅。But Tim and I are a little bit better. We come back on Saturday, which is Western Valentine's Day. So Pete. But 请大家为我们祈祷，就是希望是我们Tim 和我去和 Ufi 呢，其实 Ufi 都是情人节走。我们在四川，就是应该不是全时间住帐幕，可能最后两天才住帐幕。And the last 2 days of our time in Sichuan, we might be staying in tents. 但是 Pete 呢，就是好的，我们去冬的地方，很冷的地方， Pete 呢，就去很热的地方。 But we're going to a very cold place and Pete's going to a very hot place. 于是呢，我们准备我们的行程呢，我们执的东西不同的。 And so what we have to prepare, you know, we've got to prepare different stuff. 我们就准备一些雪褛的，靴的，他就准备泳裤，毛巾。We're getting ready for our parkas and our winter clothes, and he's going to go swimming. 他参加一个医学研讨会，就是两年一次的。但我们准备和计划都不同的。And Pete's going for a medical conference, but our preparation is going to be different. 其实呢，我们今天呢所看的经文呢，都是我们的主题叫最佳的准备。And this morning, our message is called The Best Preparation. 我们人生呢就要有准备。And in our life, we have to prepare. 我们是做一件事之前，我们都要有准备。And before we do something, we must prepare for it. 可能我们会准备钱、时间表、活动等等。You know, we must prepare the money, our schedule, and the activities that we're going to be doing. 你有最佳的准备是做什么？ And to prepare have the best preparation, what do you need to do? 可能呢，我们应该准备的很多事是我们忽略没做的。And maybe the things that we should prepare for are the things that we neglect. 可能呢，我们是觉得最重要的就是我们最不记得的东西。And maybe so often the most important things are the things that we forget. 你有没有试过要过关但不记得拿证件呢？ Have you ever tried to go across the border and you forgot your document? 哎呀，不记得回乡证啊，回家再拿。Oh no, my back to village documents back in that here. 有时最重要的东西我们不记得，所以我们最佳的准备就是今天这个经文要教导我们，我们可以时时刻刻是做得好。And so the best preparation, we're going to learn what that is this morning, so that we can always be prepared for the things that we're going to do. 在约书亚记里面呢，在第五章呢，就是一个很好的经历。And here in chapter 5 of Joshua is a very good illustration for us. 以色列人已经过了河的，they've already crossed the Jordan. 他有平安在迦南美地， and they're at peace in the promised land. 但他没开始征服这个地方。But they haven't started in conquering the land. 他需要呢有这个的日后的行动是打仗。And they need to have a lot of battles coming up. 但他打仗之前有三件事是做准备。But before they start the battles, there are three things that they have to do that we'll see in this chapter. 第一件事呢， 佢就係羞辱要滾去了。The first thing is shame is rolled away. 第二件事呢，瑪拿停止了。And the second is the manna is taken away. 第三件事，元帥出現了。And the third thing is the commander leads the way. 所以我哋今日呢，我哋睇呢三件事，羞辱滾去了，瑪拿停止住了，元帥出現了。So this morning we're going to look at these three aspects. That the shame rolls away, manna taken away, and the commander leads the way. 相信有呢三件事呢，我哋係最佳嘅預備。And if we have these three aspects in our life, we have the best preparation. 咁我哋一齊睇呢個第一節至到第九節。So let's look at what it says from verse 1 to verse 9. 嗰個約旦河西亞摩利人的諸王和靠海加南人的諸王聽見耶和華在以色列人前面使約旦河的水乾了，等到我們過去，他們的心因以色列人的緣故就消化了，不再有膽氣。那時耶和華吩咐約書亞說：你製造火石刀，第二次給以色列人行割禮。約書亞就製造了火石刀，在除皮山那裡給以色列人行割禮。約書亞行割禮的緣故，是因為從埃及出來的眾民，就是一切能打仗的男丁，出了埃及以後，都死在曠野的路上，因為出來的眾民都受過割禮，唯獨出埃及以後，在曠野的路上所生的眾民都沒有受過割禮。以色列人在曠野走了四十年，等到國民，就是出埃及的兵丁都消滅了，因為他們沒有聽從耶和華的話。耶和華曾向他們起誓，必不容他們看見耶和華向他們列祖起誓應許賜給他們的地，就是流奶乳蜜之地。他們的子孫，就是耶和華所興起來接續他們的，都沒有受過割禮，因為在耶路造路上沒有他們行割禮。約書亞這除給他們行了，國民都受完了割禮，就住在營中自己的地方，等到痊愈了。耶和華對約書亞說：我今日將埃及的羞辱從你們身上滾去了，因此那地方名叫結格，直到今日。一起祈禱。 Let's pray. 主耶穌，我們多謝你今天呢，你給我們三個的原則，去有最好的預備在我們人生的當中。所以主，我們靠你給我們可以明白，在我們人生所做的一切事上，我們都需要按照這三個原則去先行，去得到神你的福氣。靠耶穌你呢，在當中向我們講說話，幫助我們明白你今天跟我們所講 的道。我們將以下的時間交託，我們感謝主，奉耶穌名求， Amen。 那這裡先看羞辱滾去了。 So let's look at the shame rolls away。 那我們見到呢，他是即開頭呢，看到呢當地的人呢的心消化了的。 And here in the first verse it says that the Canaanites, their hearts melted with fear。 那我記得呢，就佢要打入呢個地方嘅時候咧，就好奇妙咧。佢就對方嘅敵軍咧就已經驚。And here we see that as they were getting ready for the battle, that the enemy was already afraid of them。咁啊，佢未打之前，但係敵人咧驚，敵人咁樣就冇辦法打仗喎。And you know, as the enemy is already afraid, he can't fight when you're afraid。呢個係神咧喺佢敵人心裏邊工作嘅。And this is the work of God in the hearts of the enemy. 咁啊，所以我哋系需要知道有神同在咧，神喺别人嘅心里边工作。And so what it's telling us is that when God is with you, He is working in the people's hearts next to you. 所以我哋要知道咧，我哋先行，让神行先，神就喺你前边帮你预备人心。And so when you've got God with you, let God go before you, and God will prepare people's hearts for you. 咁呢个神预备我哋嘅心咧，就好紧要嘅，因为神先行咧，我哋安全。And as we go, you know, and God goes before us, then we are at peace. 嗱，我哋听日去四川咧，我哋喺四川会做啲乜嘢咧？神先知嘅。You know, we're going to Sichuan tomorrow, and what are we going to be doing there? Only God knows. 我哋可以有我哋嘅计划，我哋可以有我哋嘅打算，但系到时神嘅安排，我哋睇到神点样带领。You know, we might have our plans and our preparations, our idea.But when we get there, God has His way of doing it. 我哋应该去一个残疾院，就去帮啲残疾孤儿嘅。We should be going to help in a handicapped orphanage. And 但系神真正要我哋想去咧，我哋到时就知。And what we will be doing there, God will reveal it when we get there. 因为神喺我哋之前行，神就先预备人心。And as we go and God goes before us, He prepares the hearts before we get there. 於是呢，我哋可以有信心，神就會為我哋做嘢。And so we have to have faith that God's going to do things. 迦南人嘅心呢，消化了。And the Canaanites, their hearts were melted. 冇膽氣。And they lost their boldness to fight. 呢個就係神嘅工作嘅效果。And this is the result of God's work in their heart. 神会使人嘅心消化。God will melt people's hearts. 可能会令到一啲人惊，可能令到一啲人咧系冇能力同你抵挡你嘅。And maybe He will make people afraid, and they will not be able to fight against you. 你有冇一啲嘅敌人喺你身边咧？你有冇一啲嘅？觉得系好难面对嘅人，你唔敢同佢倾偈。Are there some enemies around you today? Some people that you're afraid to come in contact with? 你要让神喺你之前行，求神将佢嘅心消化。You need to pray for them that God would go before you and He would melt their heart. 因为当神系工作嘅时候呢，我哋见到好奇妙嘅事。那有另一种嘅消化嘅心。You know, there's a different type of melting of the heart. 就是一个刚硬的心，神是消化它，令到它软化。You know, somebody has a hardened heart, and God can melt it and change it into a tender heart. 跟住呢，我哋觉得呢个人冇办法改变，呢个人呢，佢系好刚硬嘅，我费事同佢讲。You know, we think this person, there's no way he can change. He's so hardened. He's so mean.I'm not even going to try and share with him. 但是神说，祂可以将祂这个心软化过来，用消化祂的心。But you know, God has a way of changing hearts and melting hearts that they can repent. 在乱世龙，在这个的工作里面，我会记得我们教会有个弟兄在福建叫昌。And you know, when I think about melting heart, I think of a Cheng up in China. 佢未信耶穌嘅時候咧，佢嘅媽咪成日同我講啊，為我嘅仔祈禱啊，佢好剛硬啊。And before he became a Christian, his mother always used to tell me, you know, hey, pray for my son. He's so mean. 因為全間屋係驚佢，佢黑社會大哥。冇，佢唔係大哥，不過係黑社會好大隻。Yeah, he wasn't a leader in the triad, but he was a triad guy, and he's a big guy, you know. 当他回到家，讲一句声，狗都 You know, whenever he's at home, you know, and he'd say one word, and the whole family, I'm afraid of this guy, you know. 是不是教授？是啊，教授都是。那即是他很恶啊，喝死啲妹啊，哇。He was so mean, you know, all of his younger sisters were afraid of him. 他信耶稣的时候，神改变他的心。你现在认识的昌叔好像一个的大雄， 大樹熊嘅，我話好好温柔啊，好慈祥嘅，好得意嘅，好可愛嘅，係咪？啊 ，Now if you know a Chung today, you know he's just like a teddy bear. He's just such a gentle guy, you know, a nice guy, you know. 神將一個剛硬嘅心軟化你。你覺得最難改變嗰個人咧，可能係神要改變先。And the person that you think is so hard to change, maybe that's the person that God's going to change first. 但你要神行喺你之先，改變佢嘅心，消化佢嘅心。So you need God to go before you to change his heart, to work in his life. 嗰呢度我見到約書亞做咗一件好奇妙嘅事咧，就係佢叫以色列人咧去行國禮。And here we see that then Joshua, he did an amazing thing. He had the children of Israel do the circumcision. 咁呢個好特別，因為佢過咗約旦河，啱啱喺耶利哥嘅前邊。You know, when they crossed the Jordan River, they crossed right in front of Jericho. 所以敵人咧見到佢過河嘅。And so the enemy saw them cross the river. 跟住佢喺過咗咧喺敵人前邊咧。佢全部男丁咧就行國禮 ，and so after they cross the river, all of the children, all the men, then have the circumcision. 嗱，如果你聰明咧，你會過河之前行國禮。Now, if you were really wise, you would do the circumcision before you cross the river. 因為咧，即係如果佢要行呢個國禮呢樣嘢咧，即係女士可能唔明啊。但係男士咧行國禮咧，我哋教會都有幾個人咧，就是、男仔咧就有少少發炎喺男子嗰個特別嘅地方啦，跟住又要入山頂做一個嘅國禮，即係可能要住院幾日啦，即係一般咧就五日行唔喐喎，好痛喎。You know, we've had a few guys in our church here who've had maybe some minor infections in their male parts, and they've had to go to the hospital and get a circumcision. And, you know, they have to spend a couple days in the hospital, and you can't walk, you can't move for a couple days.
如果全個以色列軍同時間喺男子嗰度咧，就做呢個嘅割包皮嗰樣嘢咧，全部癱瘓咗五日喎。
And you think the whole Israeli army, all the men, then they do a circumcision there, and for 5 days they're immobilized.
但係佢集中營咧，啱啱喺敵人嘅前邊，敵人睇到曬。
But you know, they're camped out in front of the enemy, and the enemy can see them.
你話聰唔聰明啊？
Is that a wise thing to do?
人嘅方法咧係好愚蠢嘅。
In man's eyes, this is a foolish thing to do.
但係喺神嘅方面咧係好有道理。
But in God's eyes, this is a wise thing to do. 嗱，如果你
想了解一下咧，你睇創世記，我哋今日唔睇，不過創世記十七章，唔係創世記廿三章，見到咧雅各嘅仔因為有件事發生，佢係呃咗一啲人去全村去行國禮，跟住咧佢趁佢係行唔喐嘅時候，就去毀滅咗一條村。
In Genesis chapter 34, you see an instance where Jacob's sons, something came up, and they tricked the whole village into having circumcision, and then while they were immobilized, they wiped them out.
咁啊，呢個就係俾我哋知道佢咁樣做好危險，但係神叫佢咁樣做。
So what they did was very dangerous, but God had them do it.
點解要行國禮？Why should they be circumcised? 同我睇創世記十七章。
Look in Genesis chapter 17.
神係將國禮呢個嘅命令俾亞伯拉罕。
God gave the command to Abraham.
喺十七章第十節至到十三節。
And in chapter 17, verse 10 to verse 13, this is what God said.
你們所有的男丁男子都要受割禮，这就是我与你并你的后裔所立的约，是你们所当遵守的。你们都
都要受割禮，原文是割羊皮，這是我與你的你們立約的證據。你們世世代代的男子，無論是家裏生的，是在你後裔之外用銀子從外賣的，生下來八日都要受割禮。你家裏生的和你用銀子賣的都必須受割禮，這樣我的約就立在你們肉體上作永遠的約。但不受割禮的 男子必從民中剪除，因為背了我的約。
So here it tells us so plainly that God established circumcision as a covenant between God and the children of Israel.
他一定要有这个割禮，表示他属于神。
And this was a sign that showed that they were part of God's family.
如果没有受割禮呢，他不属于神。
And if they didn't do the rite of circumcision, then they were not part of God's family.
於是呢，这个割禮对他很重要。
And so the circumcision was very important to them.
如果佢去開始打仗之前冇做呢個咁重要嘅嘢咧，神會唔會同佢哋一齊
？And if they went into battle without completing this thing, would God go with them？
我話唔會嘅，因為佢冇做神叫佢做一個好重要嘅事。
And God wouldn't go with them because they didn't do what God had required them to do。
割禮咧，可能對我哋基督徒有啲似嘅浸禮咁啊。
And maybe the circumcision, in a way, is compared to us Christians as a baptism.
但可惜呢，以色列人是经过历史之后呢，他当割礼就是了。
But the problem is that the children of Israel, through history, they started to put faith in the circumcision, and they thought that's all that was required of them.
於是呢，到新約聖經時代呢，他就甚至觉得我们受过割礼，我们属于神，其他不用理。
And so in the New Testament, we see them, you know, claiming, I'm of the circumcised. It doesn't matter. I'm in. I'm okay.
那如果你觉得只行过割礼，跟住你其他嘢冇所谓呢，你就很危险哦。
And if you think, oh, I've been circumcised and everything else doesn't matter, then you're in a place of danger.
好似一个基督徒话，我受过浸礼啊。我是 入天堂的门眷，即是不用理我行为怎样。
It's like a Christian thinking, hey, I've been baptized, I've got a free ticket to heaven, it's all right, it doesn't matter what I'm acting like.
神说呢，其实不是的，行割礼受浸礼呢，你都是要依照神的事来做。
It doesn't matter whether you've been circumcised or baptized, you have to follow what God wants you to do.
因为其实割礼只不过外表一个嘅证据，系反映到心里边嘅情况。
Because circumcision is just an outer thing showing us what's on the inside of the heart，
好似浸礼系一样，浸礼系一个外表嘅见证，反映到你心里边系信神。
It's like baptism is the same; it's an outside testimony of what's happened on the inside。
其实神都呢。话佢听咧，呢个嘅重要嘅外表嘅表示系反映到里边嘅。
And God told them that this important outer testimony was a reflection of the inside.
点解呢？因为当佢行咗割礼之后，神话将佢埃及嘅羞辱滚去了。
Because God said when they did the circumcision.God rolls away the shame of Egypt.
於是呢，佢做神要佢做嘅嘢，佢之前嘅羞辱滾去了。
And so when they did what God required of them, then the shame was taken away.
呢個羞辱滾去了，因為佢心裏邊係信神，唔係因為行割禮。行割禮係表示個心。
And the shame was taken away, not because of the circumcision, but because of their heart. The circumcision revealed what was in the heart.
佢个割礼系反映出佢心里边嗰个尊重神、爱神、肯听神嘅话。
And so circumcision was a sign showing them that they follow God's word, they obey God,
and their love God. 弟兄姊妹，神将你的羞辱滚去，是因为你爱主。And God is going to take away your shame because you love Jesus. 我们是有很多羞辱，是未认识神之前有很多惭愧，很多耷低头的，不肯面对的。当你信耶稣，神将它滚开了。You know, there's so many things that we're ashamed of, we're guilty of. We feel we can't raise our head. We just walk around and, oh, I'm such a rotten person. It's a sin in our heart that when we come to Christ, He rolls it away.
个羞辱，神会系滚去了。可能你做过一啲你觉得系唔见得光嘅，可能你系经历过一啲你觉得好惭愧。
Maybe you've done some things that you think, oh,I'm ashamed of. I don't want other people to know. And you feel so bad about it.
当你信耶稣的时候，耶稣入到心，他将这个羞辱，将这个内疚滚开了。
When you receive Jesus in your heart, he takes this shame, he takes this guilt away, and it just rolls away.
因为耶稣是宽恕，我们有神宽恕接纳，以往的东西是可以过去。
You know, when God accepts you and loves you, all the things of the past don't matter anymore.
以色列人在埃及做奴隶。
The children of Israel were in Egypt as slaves.
他在埃及呢是被人绑的，是被人逼做苦工。
And in Egypt, they were in bondage, and they were forced into doing hard labor.
他应该是属于神的子民。
They should have been God's children.
但是当他去到迦南地，神将这个羞辱滚开。
But when they came into promised land, God took the shame away.
同样，你同埋我以前系喺罪恶里边被捆绑
，and you and I used to be enslaved to sin.
我哋喺黑暗里边系冇自由，魔鬼逼我哋做魔鬼嘅苦工
，and Satan forced us into sin to do this the hard labor of sin.
那犯罪也有很多的惭愧的事。
You know, when we sin, we do get so shameful.
我们不想人知道的。那我告诉你听，我去到天堂的时候，我都不想你们在我身边神审判我。
You know, when I go to heaven, I don't want you guys standing around when God's judging me.
因为神反映到我的内心那些污秽的东西在那里，我都不想见。
You know, when God puts all of my bad things up on the screen before me, I don't even want to look at it.
但是感谢主，因为耶稣的爱，我们的羞辱被滚开了。
But because of the love of God, Jesus Christ, our shame has been rolled away.
他行了割礼，这个羞辱才可以滚。
Because of the circumcision, they were willing to submit to circumcision, then the shame was taken away.
好有意思。那在《生命记》第十章十六节话我们听割礼的真正的意思。
In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verse 16, it tells us the true meaning of circumcision.And there it says, Therefore, circumcise the foreskin of your heart and be not stiff-necked no longer.
你说所以你们要将心里的污秽除掉不再硬着颈项。
如果你看这个经文在和合本呢是看不到割礼。你看新译本如果你那里有双排版看新译本。
第十六节话，所以你们要给你们的心行割礼，不可再顽固。
给你的心行割礼 ，We need to be circumcised in the heart。
即是话呢，神要你心里边做心脏手术
，And so God wants to do heart surgery on you。
系我哋嘅心行割礼。即是话我哋嘅心系顺服神，我哋嘅心系尊重神。
And as we are circumcised in the heart, it means that we are trusting God in the heart. We are following and obeying God from the heart.
所以以色列人嘅羞辱滚去，因为佢心里边行割礼，外表用割礼嚟表示心里边行咗割礼。
And so their shame was rolled away because they were circumcised in the heart, and the outer circumcision showed what they did on the inside.
弟兄姊妹，你同我都要有呢个心里边行国礼。 因为罗马书话我哋听咧，即系受唔受割礼唔紧要嘅，其实系心里边罗马书第二章第29节话，唯有里面的作的，随是真犹太人，真割礼也是心里的，在乎灵，不在乎疑问，这人的称赞不是从人来的，乃是从神来的。
In Romans chapter 2, verse 29, it says that it's only those who are in the heart, in the spirit. It's not an outer thing.
我有三个经文想睇新约圣经关于割礼。
There are three verses I want you to look at in the New Testament about circumcision. 你和我需要这个心态, and you and I need this in our heart, this attitude of the heart. The first verse we want to look at in 1 Corinthians 7, verse 19.
哥林多前书第七章第十九节话，受割礼算不得什么，不受割礼也算不得什么，只要守神的诫命就是了。
Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing. Keeping God's commands is what counts.
所以我们弟兄姊妹，如果是守神的诫命是重要，就是一个守诫命的人在心里边行国礼。
And so if keeping God's commands is what counts, when you keep God's commands, that's being circumcised in the heart.
你今天有没有守神的诫命呢？你就心里边受割礼。
Look in Galatians chapter 5, verse 6.
For
in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love.
所以这里说受割礼不是，反而是仁爱的信心。你今天有没有仁爱的信心啊？相信耶稣的。
So here it's faith that counts, expressing itself in love. Do you have love today?
如果你是爱人，你是信神呢？ 你心里边受割礼,
and if you are loving others today and you have faith in God, then your heart has been circumcised.
第三个经文好有意思，哥罗西书,
in Colossians 第二章十一节, Colossians chapter 2 verse 11,
哥罗西书第二章十一节，你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼。
In him you were also circumcised in the putting off of the sinful nature, not with a circumcision done by hands of men, but with the circumcision done by Christ.
你心里边呢有没有受基督的割礼呢？就是有仁爱、有信心，系遵守神嘅诫命。
Have you been circumcised by Christ in the heart? Then you have love for others, you have faith, and you're following the word of God. And then you have the circumcision in the heart.
这个心里边的手术呢，将你的羞辱滚开了。
And with this surgery in the heart that God has performed on you, your shame is rolled away.
是一个很兴奋的事，是吗？
This is an amazing thing. 因为神给我们可以是脱去羞辱。
因为我们心里边做手术，可能那个手术呢，就神将那些惭愧的东西呢割出来。
You know, maybe the surgery that God has done in the heart is taking away those things we're ashamed of, taking the sin out of the heart and just throwing it out.
感谢主，我们是主里边最佳的准备，就是有神先在我心里做工作。
You know, the best preparation that you can do before you make any action is to let God have surgery in your heart. 所以我们是最佳的装备预备，就是先让神滚开我们的羞辱。
And so the best preparation before you do anything is to let God roll away your shame.
但这个一定要是先做手术。
To have the shame rolled away, you must have surgery first.
我们看第二方面，玛纳止住了。
Look at the second part of the scripture today where manna is taken away.
在继续在约书亚第五章第十节，
and as he continues on in the book of Joshua chapter 5 verse 10, and I'm going to read verse 10 to 12.
我们看十节至到十二节，所以，不是，没所以，对不起。以色列人在吉甲安营，正月十四日晚上，即是今日啦，不是，听日年十，在耶利哥的平原守逾越节。逾越节的次日，他们就吃了那地的出产，正当那日吃无酵饼和拱的壳。他们吃了那地的出产，第二日玛拿就止住了。以色列人也不再有玛拿了。那一年，他们却吃迦南地的出产。
这个很重要。 I think this is very important in our spiritual walk.
最佳的准备，羞辱滚开了，玛纳止住了。
The best preparation that your shame is rolled away and the manna stops.
可能说，牧师我都没有玛纳。
Maybe you say, man, pastor, I've never had manna.
这个 是一个很重要的属灵的道理。
This, I think, is a very important spiritual lesson for us this morning.
以色列人入到迦南地，行咗割礼，佢就跟住食呢个逾越节餐。
After they had circumcision, then they had the Passover.
其实佢系一定要受割礼先可以食逾越节餐，
and they had to be circumcised before they could partake in Passover. 因为佢嘅
教导里边冇受割礼，唔准食逾越节餐。
Because if they were not circumcised, they were not able to partake in Passover.
于是佢嘅父母出埃及嘅时候，全部系受过割礼出埃及。但因为父母喺旷野嘅时候反对神，唔听神嘅话
，and their parents in the wilderness were rebelling against God.
因为佢父母反对神咧，佢嘅子女咧喺旷野出世咧。冇帮佢行割礼，因为佢反对神。
You know, because the parents were in rebellion against God when they had their children in the wilderness, they did not follow through with circumcision because they were rebelling against God.
于是成个年代嘅男丁冇受过割礼，冇受过割礼唔可以食逾越节餐。
And if so, the whole generation had not been circumcised because they had not been circumcised, they could not have the Passover.
逾越节餐系代表咩啊？
And what does the Passover represent?
逾越节餐系代表耶稣拯救佢出埃及。
And the Passover was showing how Jesus took them out of Egypt.
系因为逾越节餐嘅宝血喺个羊嘅血喺门框咧，系代表耶稣喺十字架上。
And the blood put on the doorpost.In Egypt represents the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross.
So this 逾越节餐是将他的羞辱滚开。
And so as they partake in this, and their shame is rolled away because the blood of the Lamb has cleansed their sins.
因为他的这个羊羔的血赦免他的罪，所以他没有羞辱。
但是最奇妙，他吃了这个逾越节餐之后，玛纳止住了。But the amazing thing is, after they took the Passover, the manna stopped.
各位弟兄姊妹，咩叫玛纳？
What is manna?
Manna 就是他入旷野的时候有得吃的特别天落来的面包。
And manna is what came out of heaven, the bread of life from heaven.
他吃这个好像天使的食物一样。
And this is like angel food given to them.
那他在旷野吃这个玛纳呢，是神特别给的。
And this manna God gave to them in the wilderness.
他呢就是 攤開個手就得到好大嘅福氣。It's like just setting out your hand and it falls in your hand, you know. 佢雖然要去執嘅，但係實有嘅。And although they had to go out every morning and collect it, it was there. 佢唔需要勞苦，佢唔需要掙扎，瑪納就出現了。You know, they didn't have to work to get it, it was always there. 我覺得呢個瑪納代表你初信主嘅時候。I think it's kind of like when you first become a Christian. 可能你經歷過，你初信耶穌嘅時候好興奮。Maybe you've experienced it. You become a Christian, you're so excited. 哇，我有耶穌啊，好興奮。Oh, I've got Jesus in my heart, I'm so excited. 羊都好興奮，好開心啊，好似罪得赦免啊，羊都好似好同神一齊，好溫馨啊。You know, all my sins are forgiven, I'm walking with Jesus, it just feels so good. 你有冇咁嘅經歷？ Have you had this experience? 係跟住你祈禱，神又聽你禱告， and then you pray, you know, God answers your prayer.哇！你又好，哇！又睇聖經，哇！好新鮮喎。And you read the Bible, oh, it's so new. 你嚟到教會，每一首歌你覺得好感動。And you come to church, and every song you just start crying because you're so touched. 但係過咗一段時間點啊 ？But after a while, what starts to happen? 冇咁興奮咯。翻到教會聽嘅度，好似聽過喎。You come to church, you know, you're not so excited. You hear that message, I've heard about that before.你唱嗰首歌，又唱過咯。You sing that song, I've sung that song before. 誒冇咁感動喎。And I don't have the same feeling anymore. 跟住咧就祈禱，好似神聽唔到我禱告喎。And then you pray, oh man, God hasn't heard my prayer. 發生咩事？瑪納止住了。What's happened? The manna stopped. 瑪納止住了，你要成長了。The manna stopped. It's time to grow up.神係初初養大你咧，好似個 BB 抱住你。And when you first become a Christian, it's like God's got you in His arms and He's carrying you. 哇，俾 BB 抱住好興奮喎 ！Rock goodbye baby 啊！神就喺度抱住抱住，但係到一段時間咧，神擺低你，要你行喎，一行就跌低喎。But after a while, you know, you get growing. God's going to put you down. He's got to start walking. Start walking, you're going to fall and trip.哎呀，痛啊，跌親啊，神啊，點解你放低我啊 ？And they say, "Oh man, it hurts. Why'd you put me down, God?" 因為神要你成長了，瑪納止住了，成長了。The manna stopped. It's time to grow up. 我啲 BB 咧中意飲奶係咪？如果你十歲嘅少年人唔食嘢，淨係飲奶得唔得 ？Babies love drinking milk.But if you're a 10-year-old and you're still drinking milk, not eating, is that good? 唔得，瑪納就係神特別俾嘅食物。佢去到迦南地係流奶與蜜之地，產業豐富。神話：而家你唔需要瑪納，你要學耕地，你要係自己收割，你要係努力工作，這個地就供應你。And so they come to the promised land, and so many, the land of milk and honey, and all the wonderful crops and produce. And God says, now it's time to work the land, farm, and do it from toil. 是要成長的。我們喜歡懶惰，是不是？我們喜歡攤開個手，神祝福我，神祝福我。You know, we like being lazy, we like just sitting on our hand, God bless me, God bless me. 但有時間，神說，起身啊，努力啊，侍奉我。But God says, hey, it's time to stand up and start serving me and doing what I've asked you to do. 瑪納止住是神給他的福氣。The stopping of the manna is a blessing that God gave to them. 因為瑪納止住呢，他才可以成長。Because when the manna stopped, then they could start growing in Christ.其實我喜歡瑪納，因為呢，令到我跟神很親近。You know, I like the manna because it makes me feel so close to God. 但是這個很舒適、很舒服的環境，神有時會要調動我們，因為是有時太舒適呢，太習慣。You know, but God likes to take us out of these comfort zones because when we get too comfortable in one way of doing it, you know, we start to lose the meaning. 所以神呢就時時呢要你 動動下，用唔同嘅方法供應你嘅需要。And so God will always put you in different places and meet your needs in different ways.
我哋中意咧，神供應我，好似供應瑪拿喺呢個方法。當佢停止瑪拿，我要耕地，我唔中意。
You know, I like it when God provides the manna. And he's giving, providing me that way. But when the manna stops and he says it's time to provide from a different way, I don't like that.
點解呢？我驚新嘅方法得唔得啊？我又適應咗嗰個方法，我唔想轉啊，睇學呢個方法。
You know, because I'm afraid that the new way, is it going to work? I like the old way. I'm used to the old way. God provided in that way. Why won't God now provide that way again this time?
但如果神係供應你，可能供應你嘅經濟，可能供應你嘅你嘅家庭嘅開支，可能供應你所需要嘅。神用一個方法，當神要改變，用第二個方法，你中唔中意？
You know, if God has been providing for you, for your family finances, for your health, for all of your needs in one way, and then all of a sudden God changes and provides in a different way. Do you like that?
神點樣改變呢？勞工炒油喎，要轉工喎。Maybe my husband got fired and he's now got to get a new job. 可能我以前做工厂，而家又要做装修。
Maybe I used to work in a factory, now I have to work in construction. 可能我以前系点点点，而家就点点点。
哎呀，唔舒服啊！玛拿止住了，但系神都系供应。
And now I'm not so comfortable. The manna stopped, but God is still providing.神用好多唔同嘅方法供应我哋嘅需要。God uses many different ways to provide for our needs.
以色列人就几好，佢咪望住个玛拿，反而佢兴奋。玛拿停止咗，我哋成功，我哋入迦南地啊
！You know the children of Israel, they were excited. The manna stopped. Now we're in the promised land. We've got manna, milk, and honey.
当你嘅玛拿停止嘅时候，你有冇咁兴奋？
When your manna stops, are you that excited?
哇！赞美主，我而家可以自己嚟，我自己可以睇圣经，我可以学习啊
！Would you say, "Oh, wow, man, praise God! Now the manna stopped. I can start studying the Bible on my own."
成长 ，BB 断奶呢，好多 BB 唔中意吃干粮。
You know, when the baby stops drinking milk, some of them they don't like stop the.Getting rid of their bottle. They want to keep their bottle and not take solid food.
你今日嚟呢度呢，我哋讲到系我用玛拿喂你。
Today you come here and as I'm preaching, I'm using manna to feed you.
因为系我讲你哋听写笔记，写笔记已经系开始成长少少。
Because as I'm teaching and you're listening and writing notes, then you're getting fed.If you're taking notes, you've grown a little bit more than just sitting there.
如果你只系坐喺度唔写笔记，你仲系 BB， 即系都唔识写笔记，开始学晒笔记咧，已经系成长咗啲。
You know, if you don't take notes, you're still a real baby. But if you're starting to take notes, then you've grown a little bit.
但如果你只系嚟呢度听我讲写笔记，一星期一至星期六完全唔睇圣经唔理神嘅话咧，有冇成长啊
？But if you only come here on Sunday and take notes, and then on Monday to Saturday, you never open the Bible, you never study. Are you going to grow?
唔得噶嘛！神要我哋成长，唔系有人用匙羹喂我哋，系要我哋自己下功夫睇圣经，学习神嘅话语。
And so God wants us to grow in Christ, not that we're being fed, spoon-fed all the time, but that we can start to study the Bible on our own and get the food out of the Word.
所以神要我哋成长，学习。依靠神是我们应该有灵修的生活。
God wants us to learn how to trust in Him, and we need a devotional time.
请我不想你举手，有哪几个有灵修生活呢？自己知道。
And do you have a private devotion? I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands, but you know.
如果你说啊，牧师啊，不好意思啊，我信了主四年了，但我都没有灵修。
And if you come to me and you say, Pastor, I'm so sorry, you know, I've been a Christian for 4 years, but I still don't have a private devotion time.
我说你还在吃manna，但是manna发臭啊。
I say, you're still eating manna, but your manna is getting moldy.
神要你学习自己看圣经，自己从神的话语去成长。
God wants you to learn how to study the word on your own, how to get fed from the word, so that you're not always relying on somebody spoon feeding you. 係有啲人話我聽，牧師，我覺得我基督徒生命好似停住咗咧，我冇再向前啦。Some people come to me and say, Pastor, I think my spiritual life is, I'm on a plane, it's like I'm not growing anymore. 點解冇再成長呢? Why aren't you growing anymore? 因為自己要開始學點樣下功夫，自己睇聖經，自己靈修，自己研經。Because God wants you to learn how to study the Word on your own, how to have private devotions, and how to get the meat out of the Bible. Manna 止住了，係佢嘅福氣。Manna stop taken away is a blessing.
如果神今日喺你生命攞走呢個瑪拿，你覺得哎呀點解冇嗰種感覺啊？哎呀點解覺得枯乾啊
？And if God has taken the manna away from your life today, and you say, "Oh, why don't I have that feeling like I used to have? Why do I feel dry?" 係因為神要你去耕地。It's because God wants you to go back to the plow. 耕地就喺神嘅話語裏邊。去查考聖經，花心思去學神嘅話語 ，to put effort into studying the Word and start plowing up the Word of the Bible, so that you can feast on the good food.
好，最後我哋睇第三段，就係元帥出現了。
And we're going to look at the third part very quickly. The commander leads the way.
我哋睇到咧呢、这个嘅收辱滚去，玛拿止住，而家元帥出現。
We saw that the shame was rolled away, the manna is taken away, and now the leader leads the way.
喺十三節至到十五節
，from verse 13 to verse 15。
約書亞靠近耶利哥的時候，舉目觀看，不料有一個人手裏有拔出來嘅刀。对面站着，约书亚到他那里，问他说：你是帮助我们呢？是帮助我们的敌人呢？他回答说：不是的，我来是要作耶和华军队的元帅。约书亚就俯伏在地下拜，说：我主有什么话吩咐仆人？耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说：把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣的。约书亚就照着行了。
这个元帅很重要，他就是一个很特别的神军队的带领者。This is a commander of God's army. He's a very special commander.
約書亞問佢：你係同我哋一齊定係敵擋我哋？係幫我哋嘅敵人定係幫我哋
？Joshua said, "Are you helping us or are you helping the enemy?"
佢嘅答案就係 "But,"
and he said, "No."
哇，好似文飛所答，佢話：我係神軍隊嘅元帥。
He is the commander of God's army.
即係其實約書亞問錯問題，佢唔應該問你係幫我哋定係幫佢哋，佢應該話我係咪同你一齊。
You know, Joshua asked the wrong question. He shouldn't have asked, "Are you for me or against me?" He should have asked, "Am I with you?"
如果係神元帥嘅，我哋應該係跟住佢一齊，係咪
？And if it's God's leader, we should be with him.
我想你留意幾點，呢個元帥係邊個？
I want you to look at just a few things of who this commander is.
这个元帅呢，是接受约书亚的敬拜。
This commander accepted the worship of Joshua.
约书亚跪低拜他，他没拒绝，没叫约书亚起身说，不要拜我。
When Joshua bowed down and worshipped, he did not say, "Don't do that, I'm not God."
他也都是叫约书亚摸鞋，说这个地是圣地。
And he told Joshua to take off his shoes because this is holy ground.
这个元帅是谁？
Who is this commander?
他是耶稣，他不是天使。天使呢就会讲明你不要拜我，只可以拜真神。
If it was an angel, he would say, "Don't worship me, only worship the true God." 佢系接受约书亚嘅敬拜，即是话佢系我哋三一真神嘅第二位。He accepted the worship of Joshua. That means he's the second person of the Trinity, Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣就系每次神向人显现出现，就系耶稣基督显现出现。
Every time that God comes to earth and reveals himself in the flesh, it is Jesus Christ revealing to us.
约书亚见到耶稣出现在他眼前。
And so Joshua saw Jesus in front of him.
跟着约书亚呢，就要听他的元帅的指令，怎样去打仗。
And then Joshua heard from his Lord and God how to go about the battle.
弟兄姊妹，当你的羞辱滚开了，当你的玛纳止住了，你需要听你的元帅耶稣的带领了。
When your shame rolls away and your manna is taken away, you need to listen to the leading of your commander in chief, Jesus Christ.
这个一个非常之好的最佳的预备。
And this is the best preparation that any of us could have.
我们的羞辱没了，因为我们心里面受割礼。
Our shame is away because our heart's been circumcised.
我们的manna，我们不需要，因为我们是神的话语学真话真食物。
And we don't need the manna because we're feasting on the true word of God.
跟着我们有神亲自带领我们。
And then we have the true God leading us, personally leading us.
今天你有没有神带领你？可能他没有出现在你眼前，但是他会引导你。
You know, Jesus won't come in the flesh and stand before you, but he will lead you.
他用他圣经来引导你。
He will lead you by the word of God.
他会用祷告的圣灵的声音引导你。
And as you pray, the Holy Spirit will speak to your heart and he will lead you that way.
他可能透过你翻教会听到神的引导你。And maybe you come to church and hear the word and God will lead you that way.我们信耶稣，心里面受割礼，我们需要神引导我们。
And those of us who believe in Jesus and our hearts been circumcised, we need to be led by our commander in chief.
曾经呢，在中国，戴德生就向一班的内地会的宣教士去分享。
There was one time when Hudson Taylor was in a meeting with missionaries.And from the China Inland Mission, and he was sharing with them.
他说有神做工有三个方法。
He said that there are three ways that we can do God's work.
他说第一呢，我们用我们的计划，我们尽心去计划，用我们的能力，仔仔细细呢就安排一切的事，跟着求神帮我们。
He said, first, one is to make plans we can and carry them out to the best of our ability.
跟住第二个呢，就是我们将我们的计划呢，就交托给神，靠神祝福我们的计划。
And then the second is that we lay careful plans and determine to carry them out, but we ask God to help us.
跟住他说第三个方法呢，就是先去靠神，神你有咩计划？神请你带领我，俾我有能力完成你嘅计划。
But he said, there's another way of working. To begin is start with God, ask what God's plan is, and then let God offer yourself to Him to carry out His purposes.
约书亚呢就要学第三个。元帥在他眼前告訴他怎樣打這場仗，跟著約書亞去打。
And Joshua found the third way. He heard what God's plan was, and he did what God's plan was.
你今天知不知道神給你的計劃是什麼？
Do you know what God's plan is for you today?
是你跟著耶穌的計劃，還是跟著自己的計劃？
Are you following God's plan, or are you following your own plan?
弟兄姊妹，三個好好的预备的方法，
three ways to prepare, the best preparation,
最佳的预备，羞辱滚去了，玛纳止住了，元帅出现了。
Shame is rolled away, man is taken away, but the commander leads the way. 我哋今日需要我哋嘅元帥攞走我哋嘅羞辱。我哋當然要食神嘅瑪拿，但要自己付出學習嘅心。但願神帶領我哋嘅腳步。Shame is taken away because Jesus takes it away. Of course, we need to eat the manna that God gives us, but we need to be diligent in wanting to eat that manna. And then we need to open up to let God lead the way. 今日呢，希望神會帶領你。我哋去四川之前，希望神帶領，但係唔係淨去四川呢啲行動，係你平日升學、翻工、家庭生活，你都需要神引導你。You know, as we prepare to go to Sichuan tomorrow, of course I want Jesus to lead the way and to show me the way. But this leading is not limited to just doing a major thing like that. It's in our daily life, in our family, in our relationships, in our job. We need Jesus with us, leading the way. 一齊低頭祈禱。Let's pray. 主耶穌，我哋多謝你，你俾我哋一啲好好嘅方法，去幫我哋行動之先，有你嘅同在。主，我哋多謝你，我哋可以心裏邊受你嘅鼓勵，再聽你嘅命令。相信耶稣你用爱心帮到别人，都是表示我们心里面受过割礼。因为我们在心里面有你，你将我们的羞辱、我们的惭愧、我们的内疚拿走。主，我们感谢你，这个美好的一件事，我们可以在主耶稣里面去成长。可能你初初你爱我们，给玛拿我们好像很兴奋，但我们慢慢成长的时候，我们需要学习凭信心行，依靠神你。主，我感谢你，因为你一步一步都做我们的元帅，带领我们。我们不需要怕行错路，因为有你引导我们的脚步，有你安排我们的前面。所以主，我今天求你在我们当中工作，让我们去仰望耶稣你，让我们的心里面打开，接受耶稣你 的教导。多谢主听我们的祷告。 Amen。 请敬拜小组回来跟我们再唱一首诗歌。是当我们唱诗歌的时候，你可以心里面呢就去为自己祷告，说神啊，你是我的元帅，神啊，你咪带领我，神啊，靠你行喺我之先，将你嘅恩典俾我。And it's the worship team leads us in another song, and you can just pray for yourself silently in your seat and say, God, lead me, God, be with me, go before me and lead the way.
姐妹，你如果想我们为你服侍，你想接受牧师或者我们的领袖为你祈祷，我鼓励你不要怕丑，因为刚才牧师说羞愧呢耶稣除去，你走出来，我们想为你祈祷好吗？在新一年里面呢，我们想祝福你，新一年里面就是想你一个蒙福的基督徒，需要的我鼓励你走出来，我们为你祈祷。
主啊，你多美好，我只寻求你面，当你慈爱来看顾我，我满得到主啊，你多奇妙，期望你捉摸我，当你伸手捉摸到我，我满得到医治。主啊，你多恩慈，期望得到你爱，当你的爱到我们，我们得到宽恕。主啊，再轻弃我，如往发出亮光，轻弃昔日对你的爱，重燃敬畏爱火。
我再次呼召你哋，你想神医治你呢？你走出来，圣灵，我们求你祝福我们班的弟兄，叫他愿意出来接受神你的医治。圣灵，我求你去触摸我们的心，触摸我们的灵。在这个时候，我们求你触摸我们弟兄姊妹。多谢你主，多谢你宽恕了我们。
主啊，你多恩慈，期望得到你爱，当你的爱临到我们，我们得到宽恕。主啊，再轻弃我，如往发出亮光，轻弃昔日对你的爱，重燃敬畏爱火。 主啊，你多奇妙，期望你捉摸我，当你伸手捉摸到我，我满得到医治。我们得到宽恕。